Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show, where we take the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital and the Husker History Twitter account. A couple weeks ago, asked the question, if you could change one play in Nebraska football history, what would it be? Now, I also did a show earlier this week while skiing down a mountain, double blacks through trees, and I talked about my favorite Nebraska football game of all time that I ever watched. But before I got to that game, I talked about some of the frustrations we'd had over the years. Now, if you haven't seen that show, again, I'm skiing down a mountain through trees, double blacks, talking about my favorite Nebraska football game I've ever watched. If you missed it, go check it out. But it got me thinking, because a lot of those games where we struggled led up to my favorite game of all time. So if I could have changed some of those moments, those struggles over the years, if I could change one play in Nebraska football history, what would it be? Five plays immediately popped into my mind. The first one that popped in was 1982 versus Penn State. Penn State won the national title that year. Nebraska only had one loss that year to Penn State. Late in the game, Penn State catches the ball. 2, 3, 4, maybe 89,000 yards out of bounds. I don't know. It's literally the worst call I've ever seen. And that's my unbiased, honest opinion. I don't know how they gave him that catch. That was the turning point in the game. Penn State won the game because of that. I would change that call. Number two, 1983 or the 1984 Orange Bowl versus Miami. Tom Osborne has the guts to go for two. We don't convert it. If I had my druthers, we would have caught that ball, won the national championship. Number three, the 1994 Orange Bowl versus Florida State. Now, there's actually two plays in this game that I would change. Now, let me set the stage. We're a 17-point underdog. People aren't giving us a chance. We're playing Charlie Ward, the Heisman Trophy winner. All right, maybe arguably the most talented offense to ever step foot on a college football field. I know the 95 Huskers, I get it, but it's in that conversation. Now, I know some guys in the NFL who knew some guys on the Knicks where Charlie Ward played in the NBA. Before they would play their basketball games, a lot of times they would watch highlight tapes of Charlie Ward at Florida State. That's how good he was. And I know this is blasphemous, but he's still to this day one of my favorite college football players of all time. And I still remember to this day Trev Alberts getting multiple sacks, chasing Charlie Ward all over that field with a big old cast on his arm. Now, the two plays I would change. Number one, Corey Dixon's punt return for a touchdown. I don't know where the flag has come from, and I've watched that play about two dozen times over the years. The next play I would change is the field goal at the end. You know, I would, you make some, you miss some. I'm not blaming anybody, you know. I would just say, let's make it, you know, national championship. Next play that comes to my mind, 2009 Big 12 title game versus Texas, and Ndamukong Suh chasing Colt McCoy, been ragdolling him all day long. Clock runs out. Oh, wait, it doesn't. They put 1 second back on the clock. Texas kicks the field goal, and they win the game. Now, those are my top five candidates. Which one would I change the most? You go to 09, that Big 12 championship game. I know what it's like to lose a Big 12 championship game. I know how much it means. But there's a difference between a conference championship game and a national championship game. So for me, I would choose one of these other four plays. As much as that burns modern-day Husker fans, and it is the most recent frustrating memory, that would not be my number one pick. You go back to the 94 Orange Bowl. The blown call, right, by the refs on the punt return. You could call holding on every play. There's so many missed calls throughout a game. It's hard to blame it on one call. Same thing with the 1982 Penn State football game. So for me, that eliminates those. I don't want to whine about officiating, even though I already did just a little bit. You go to the missed field goal. You make some, you miss some. How awesome would it have been had he made that? And we got three straight national championships in a row, 93, 94, 95. But he did his best. You could argue we don't win in 94. Maybe they're not as motivated because after that loss in 93, that was motivated them through the roof. If you ever talk to those guys. Now, maybe we won all three. I don't know. But the one that sticks out to me is 1983, the 84 Orange Bowl versus Miami. Tom Osborne has the guts. I'm just going to say he's got the balls to make a call he doesn't have to. All we got to do is kick the extra point. Miami already had a loss. We tie them. We win the national championship. We're playing in Miami. We tie them. We win the national championship. It's also a statistically proven thing that teams convert about 30% of the two-point conversions they go for. He does something where the odds are against us. Ladies and gentlemen, that's one of my favorite plays in all of Husker history. Now, had we converted it, it would be my favorite play. And had we converted it, it may be the greatest play in all of college football history. Real man go for two, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bug. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.